A special guest joins me by phone. He's with the group Balladino. It's a musical group from Israel. And late last week, I talked with a group member on their way up to Minnesota. His name is Yanni Dror. Now, let's talk about your group Balladino. You're from Israel. Where about in Israel are you from?
All of us were born in Israel. Me and the bass player live in Tel Aviv. Daniel, we live in Tel Aviv.
Balladino has been performing for how many years now?
It's going to be the fourth year this year.
And how did you guys come together? What caused you to come together to form this group?
Well, Israel is quite small by the number of population. And also most of the musicians, a lot of them just know each other. And at a certain time, Tel Aviv is like one of the centers of making music. So basically, we knew each other when we were like, you know, randomly playing together in all various projects in Tel Aviv. And we saw that we have a lot of things in common in the way we look at the music and the way we hear music. And one of the things is combining many instruments, many styles into traditional, into Mediterranean folk music, traditional music. And that's how it started. What is very fortunate about Israel, it has so many musical influences that were bought from immigrants all over the world, Jewish
yes.
immigrants from all over the world. So we have Jewish immigrants from... We have from Morocco, from Spain, from Iraq, from Syria, but also we have other countries like from Poland, we have Germany. Each country or each people that came from a place, they brought their musical tradition. Also in Israel, we have the Arab population that a lot of them, there's a population called the Bedouins, the nomads, and they also have their our traditional music. So everything together, the Middle Eastern music, everything here has a very natural combination in Israel. And as a musician, you can choose, or you have the first hearing or the first sound for these kind of music just under your ground. I don't have to travel to Turkey in order to like listen to Turkish music there,
mm-hmm.
or go to Lebanon or like Jordan. To hear it's like it's just inside my house. People who live in these countries just brought their musical traditions back to Israel.
What kind of instruments do you play in Balladino?
Well, we have a large variety of instruments. I can start with the percussion. Ishai, our percussion players play various instruments from the Middle East. They have like names like a darbuka, like a reek. It's like all these instruments that are spread through northern Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And also he will combine elements from modern drums. Our string player, Tomer, he plays a variety of string instruments. And it's a very interesting combination by someone who plays really excellent guitar and plays excellent violin. And he does all these sounds and all these styles on these two instruments. And on this concert, also is going to play an instrument, a very special instrument called oud, or an instrument based on an oud. It's an instrument that has origins of like it's the grandfather of the guitar. I play the wind instruments, and I will play some wind instruments that have a history record of 3,000 years. One of them would be an Armenian instrument called duduk. It's an Armenian flute. I'll also play the Arabic flute. It's called ney, documented 3,000 years ago. I'll also play ram's horn, that is a very spiritual, traditional instrument. And I will play also more traditional instruments like a clarinet, soprano, saxophone, flute. There will be much more.
All right, very good. Now, you're in the U.S. and you're on tour. Tell our listeners why you came to the U.S. and what you're touring.
Well, we came through a wonderful program called Arts Midwest Work Fest. What is wonderful about this program brings bands from really, we can call them exotic places all over the world. They bring bands from China, from Brazil, from Turkey. And one of the goals is bringing these bands to small communities through nine states in the Midwest. And it's really a great experience because, first of all, people who live in these communities never have a chance to experience firsthand the this kind of music. They would never have an experience to just, you know, in their hometown to go see a group that came especially from China or from Turkey or from Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And we as a group are very thrilled also to share our culture, to share our music. And we get so much back from the communities we live in. We learn also about their culture. Our goal as a group is to bring the beauty from the Middle East.
Yes,
you know, the diversity of culture, the instruments that were so much before all the political debates that are, you know, that are terrible. And I hope they someday, you know, we'll have a peaceful solution. But what we really bring is what brings. It sounds like a little cliche, but although it's a cliche, it's true. Music, and when you make a sound, and when you play your shofar, it brings people together. And once people listen to the music, listen to the intention behind the music, you know, so it you know, a lot of hate or a lot of, you know, just goes away. And we play music that is very influenced from Arabic music, and we play music that is from Turkish music, from Greek music. Music is music. And that's what we want to represent when we play music.
Well, it's a great note to end on. Yanni, I know you're very busy. You're on the road. You're traveling. And we look forward to seeing you and hearing you up here in Northwest Minnesota. Yanni, thank you.
Thank you so much.